The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Allie Irving for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Oprah Magazine. The first article, Oprah on Her Latest Book Club Pick by Elizabeth Gilbert. This was written by Oprah Winfrey, published September 14, 2025. Happy Sunday, Insiders. This week, I chose Elizabeth Gilbert's piercingly candid memoir, All the Way to the River, as my next book club selection. It is a story as raw as it is revelatory, about discovering she was in love with her closest friend, newly diagnosed with terminal cancer, and choosing to be with her instead of her husband. What unfolds is not just a love story, but a saga of pain, devotion, drugs, heartbreak, and ultimately self-discovery. Elizabeth even names herself as a sex addict and a love addict, admitting, "Other people have pleasurable sensations. I get wasted." But what surprised me most was her revelations about Eat, Pray, Love. That book sparked a cultural movement. Many of us remember the pizza in Naples, the meditations in India, the pursuit of love in Bali. And yet, Elizabeth confesses that at the height of its success, she felt so undeserving of the attention and money that she literally gave checks away to strangers. Imagine that, the very woman who made millions of us feel seen in our longing for more, questioning her own worthiness to receive. I've heard countless stories of imposter syndrome, but I have to say, this one stunned me. I have worked, I've been surprised by the rewards. I have been grateful, but I have never felt undeserving of the blessings my work has brought. I now see it as one of the great graces of my life. So I want to turn this to you, insiders. Have you ever received something, an opportunity, a relationship, a gift of abundance, and felt unworthy of it? And if so, how did you grow into your own value? How did you come to believe you were worthy of what life was offering you? Because that, to me, is the deeper invitation of Elizabeth's story, not just to witness her honesty, but to examine our own. Go well this week, and happy reading. Our next article is called, Could a Boost of Vitamin D Ease Your Menopause Symptoms? The Majority of Menopausal Women Are Deficient. This article is by Cassie Hurwitz, published August 14, 2025. Name something more wonderful than getting a huge dose of sunshine. It's divine. And when winter comes and the days get shorter, that lack of light is exhausting. Why? One culprit is vitamin D deficiency. Not receiving enough of this vital nutrient can lead to all sorts of health issues, from osteoporosis to depression. And it turns out that it's extra helpful for women in menopause and the aging process in general. Of the menopausal women I see, 85% are deficient, said Mary Claire Haver, MD, author of The New Menopause. Experts recommend taking 600 IU daily if you're a woman between 19 and 70, but check with your doctor for the exact dosage. We tapped Karen Tang, MD, a board-certified gynecologist, founder of Thrive Gynecology, and author of It's Not Hysteria, and Joanne Manson, MD, a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and chief of preventative medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital, for a deeper dive. Here are six ways getting more vitamin D can help with menopause and aging. Aging. At a dose of 2,000 IUs a day, Manson found that vitamin D protected against the shortening of telomeres, which are caps at the end of chromosomes that protect them from unraveling and becoming degraded as cells replicate, Manson explains. This is part of the natural aging process, but telomere shortening has been linked to several chronic diseases of aging, such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer. In layman's terms, this means taking around 2,000 IUs of vitamin D might help you age in a healthier way. Bone health. Menopause does a number on our bones because it decreases the amount of calcium our bodies can absorb. Likewise, low vitamin D means lower calcium absorption. This double whammy can lead to a vicious cycle of dropping levels, putting us at risk for thin, weakened bones, and ultimately osteoporosis and bone fractures, Tang says. Since vitamin D increases your body's ability to absorb calcium, popping a supplement is a crucial preemptive step to fortifying your skeleton. Vaginal health. A trial that gave vitamin D supplementation to postmenopausal women found that it improved symptoms like dryness and pH issues, Tang said. That's because vitamin D helps with cell growth and turnover, particularly in vaginal tissue. It might also help with recurrent UTIs, a frequent annoyance for premenopausal and menopausal women alike. Mood. People who struggle with depression and mood disturbances often show low levels of vitamin D, and women in menopause are more likely to develop depression and anxiety because of the loss of estrogen and the general stress of broken sleep. But studies have shown that vitamin D might work similarly to antidepressants by regulating and protecting the brain's dopamine system. Chronic disease. Vitamin D tamped down inflammation by lowering the biomarker C-reactive protein, Manson says, which can prevent autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, and lupus, as well as metastatic cancers. More research is needed, Manson says, but it's a promising start. Heart health. This area is less studied, but growing evidence shows that moderate amounts of vitamin D, around 6,000 IU, could protect against cardiovascular disease. When estrogen levels drop during menopause, women's risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes increases. But vitamin D brings down inflammation and lowers oxidative stress. That's the kind that leads to chronic and degenerative conditions like cardiovascular disease. Who knew one little vitamin could pack such a punch? The best LED face masks, tested and reviewed by editors. Use them to reduce signs of aging, acne, and more. This article is by Genesis Rivas, and it was updated September 3rd, 2025. Those robotic-looking light-up face masks you've seen people wearing on social media aren't just for likes and comments. The devices, inspired by in-office treatments, are LED face masks, and not only do they make for great, or scary, photo ops, but they also rejuvenate skin in the comfort of your home. What are LED face masks? LED face masks use light-emitting diodes to penetrate the skin at various wavelengths. This improves cellular performance, explains Lauren Berlingeri, co-founder and co-CEO of Higher Dose. While in-office LED light therapy delivers more powerful strengths, at-home devices, ideally with wavelengths between 600 and 900 nanometers, offer subtle improvements and maintenance. These devices can come with several waves of light, the most common being blue and red LED light therapy, and each light offers different benefits. If you're wondering whether these fancy face masks actually work and are worth the investment, the short answer is yes. Everyone can benefit from adding an LED face mask to their routine, whether their skincare concerns are acne, signs of aging, or uneven skin tone. Think of it as the cherry on top of an effective skincare. Ahead, shop our favorite LED face masks that we've tested, love, and think are worth every penny. We also answer all your questions about safety, how they look, and how they work, and what to look for. Number one, the best overall LED face mask, Therabody TheraFace Mask. It costs $599 at Amazon, Therabody, or Revolve. Why we love it: gives a face and head massage, offers red and blue light, secure design. What to consider: it's a little bulky to store. This 2024 Oprah Daily Beauty Award winner stands out for its ability to promote a glowing complexion and ultimate relaxation. Red, blue, and red plus infrared wavelengths stimulate collagen production, fight acne-causing bacteria, and increase circulation, all as the device's micromotors give an incredible face and head massage. You'll want to use it regularly. There are no wires, so I can walk around and get things done while I treat my skin, says Adam Glassman, Oprah Daily Creative Director. You can choose 9-minute treatments, which are recommended for best results, or 3 minutes if you're in a time crunch. Number two, best LED face mask with cryo. Shark CryoGlow Face Mask, $349 at Amazon, or $350 at sharkclean.com or Nordstrom. Why we love it: offers under-eye cooling. Doesn't sit on the face so it doesn't get too hot. What to consider? It's a bit clunky to store. Shark's latest LED face mask has changed the game. This is the only face mask on the market that offers a cooling treatment to depuff and tighten the under-eye area. It also has preset treatments for you to choose from depending on your skin concerns, whether you want to eliminate acne, boost radiance, or reduce signs of aging. All treatments are less than 10 minutes. I love that it fits comfortably and securely and doesn't sit on your face so it doesn't get too hot, says Oprah Daily Beauty editor Genesis Rivas. I also love the digital remote that allows you to choose between your treatments and tracks your progress. Number 3, Best Flexible LED Face Mask. Current Body LED Face Mask Series 2, $470 at Current Body. Why we love it. Lightweight, offers full coverage, optional eye inserts to make reading / watching TV easier, clip-on controller. What to consider? It's a splurge. Current Body recently upgraded its original LED mask. The newest iteration of this FDA-approved device is still flexible, lightweight, and safe for all skin tones and types. However, its multi-way strap, controller with a clip, and chin strap make it a lot easier to continue to do errands around the house. I don't feel like I need to stop what I'm doing for 10 minutes, whether it's washing dishes, cleaning up, or scrolling on my phone, says Rivas. I also love knowing that my entire face and chin can reap the benefits. Dendi Engelman, MD, a board-certified dermatologist at the Schaefer Clinic in NYC, recommends this option because it intensely accelerates collagen production and increases blood circulation, making it perfect for reducing inflammation and signs of aging. Number 4, Most Secure LED Face Mask. Higher Dose Red Light Face Mask. $349 at Amazon, higherdose.com, or Nordstrom. Why we love it. Secure design, boosts collagen and elastin, reduces redness. What to consider? Figuring out how to put on the multiple straps can be tricky at first. Berlin Gary and her co-founder and co-CEO, Katie Capps, created this red light face mask to help reduce redness and rejuvenate skin. Besides LED, it also harnesses the power of near-infrared light therapy, which studies suggest may help regulate the circadian rhythm to help with better sleep, mood, and hormonal balance, says Caps. Additionally, the design features multiple straps to fit your head securely and is cord-free, so you don't have to worry about staying put while doing your treatment. In the past, I've had great intentions to wear an LED mask regularly, but I'd forget or never make the time to stop and recline for the full treatment time. This mask, however, fits my face perfectly, which means I can multitask. I'll wear it as I watch a show, type, clean up, or get my children's attention, says Oprah Daily Beauty Director Kate Sandoval Box. And number 5, Best LED Face Mask with Multiple Light Treatments. Foreo FAQ 202 Wireless Silicone LED Face Mask. $799 at Bergdorf Goodman or Neiman Marcus. Why we love it. Offers multiple light therapy treatments. Wireless design. What to consider? It's a splurge. There's a monthly fee to use some of the treatments. Here's a mask that offers multiple light treatments to rejuvenate skin. You get the option of red light to diminish fine lines and wrinkles, green light to brighten, blue light to target acne breakouts, purple light to help boost radiance, orange light to combat dullness, cyan light to calm stressed skin, and yellow light to reduce redness. The wireless design lets you choose and customize your treatments via the app you download to your smartphone. It's also made of a flexible and lightweight material. Once I figured out how to get the straps to fit my ample-sized head, it stayed put, and I could go about my daily chores, working, cooking, or doing my hair, says Holly Carter, Oprah Daily contributing lifestyle editor. I've never seen a device with so many light options. I like to choose a cocktail of colors to create my own custom 15-minute treatment, and the app makes things super easy. The downside to be aware of is that you have to pay a monthly fee to unlock some of the preset treatments on the app. How to Cozy Up Your Home in Time for Fall, 5 Steps to Get Your House Ready for Sweater Weather. This article is by John Bolster, published August 8, 2025. You may be enjoying a cool drink and planning another summer cookout today, but blink twice and the crisp air, changing leaves, and shorter days of fall will be here. Now, we're not trying to kill the sweet summer vibes, really, just reminding you there's no better time than now to prepare your house for the upcoming season. A few improvements and preventative measures can help keep your place in peak, cozy, and comfortable mode when colder temperatures roll in. Here's a 5-step plan. Book an HVAC inspection. HVAC is an acronym for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It's the system that regulates temperature, air quality, and humidity in your house. Since these are the main factors in home comfort, this is an excellent place to start. Schedule an inspection with a local HVAC professional, such as one through American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, who can look over all components of your particular system and replace air filters, clean ducts, check connections, and fine-tune as needed. Your HVAC system will be clean, functional, safe, and ready to take on fall and winter. And if you're thinking it's time to replace your system, you might want to consider an increasingly common feature of modern HVACs, the heat pump. Think of the device as a heat transporter that constantly extracts heat and moves warm air from one place to another. Heat pumps can save you money and energy while also helping to reduce greenhouse gases. Customize climates. Did you know you can create climate zones in your house by closing vents in low traffic rooms? This will direct warm air to the rooms you use most, keeping them comfortable while reducing wasteful heating of unoccupied rooms. Give it a try and watch your home's energy bills dip while your comfort level spikes. Plug drafts. Drafts are stealthy bandits of both warmth and energy efficiency, and you might be surprised by how many ways they find their way into your home. Start with your attic or crawl space and make sure the insulation is up to snuff. Poor insulation forces the heating system to work harder and burn more energy to keep temperatures comfortable in the home. Next, go room to room and check window and door edges for drafty areas and use caulk, weather stripping, or door sweeps as needed to seal up any you find. Lastly, check for the sneakiest of all draft sources, electrical outlets and light switch plates. Cold air can funnel right through these, and chances are your house has a lot of them. Pick up some outlet insulation pads and switch plate insulation gaskets to close them off. Improve efficiency. Once you've shut down all the drafts, take a look at your thermostat and adjust it for colder weather. The closer you set it to the external temperature, the better your HVAC system will function. For winter, the ideal setting is between 68 and 78 degrees Fahrenheit. In south-facing rooms, lower the thermostat and open the curtains during the day to take advantage of natural heat from the sun. If you have ceiling fans, make sure they are rotating clockwise at a slow speed in cold winter months. This will recirculate rising warm air, another way to potentially save on heating bills. Fireplace owners should keep the damper closed unless they have an active fire going, or it'll let warm air sail right up the chimney and out of the house. Another oft-overlooked, very user-friendly asset in the quest for winter readiness is the humble rug. A few well-placed ones can provide insulation, reduce drafts, and increase comfort. Clean the gutters. You might not think it to look at them, but roof gutters are a vitally important feature of any home. They siphon water off and away from the house, helping to prevent costly damage in multiple areas, from the roof and walls to the foundation and the basement. Damp walls can reduce the effectiveness of insulation, which in turn allows heat to escape and forces your HVAC system to use more energy. So, clean your gutters regularly to avoid clogs that can create this ripple effect of cold weather problems. Why you shouldn't put off getting your shingles vaccine. The shot hurts way less than the virus itself, and it may protect your brain, too. This article is by Sophia Lodato, and it's published September 12th, 2025. If you had chicken pox as a kid, and chances are you probably did, we have some bad news. The virus is still in your nerve cells. That means you're at risk of developing chickenpox's painfully rashy older sister, shingles, also known as herpes zoster. The CDC estimates that 1 in 3 people will get shingles in their lifetime. Up to 1 in 5 of those patients will develop long-lasting and debilitating nerve pain. A case of shingles also puts you at risk of other serious complications, including bacterial infections, hearing loss, and in rare cases, brain inflammation or pneumonia. The good news? There have been several successful zoster vaccines. Shingrix, the most recent one, has up to a 97% effectiveness at preventing shingles, which doctors recommend for anyone who's older than 50 or who has a weakened immune system. Even better, getting vaccinated for shingles can protect your brain for years to come. A 2024 study published in Nature Medicine found that recumbent shingles vaccines like Shingrix are linked to a 17% lower risk of dementia in the 6 years after immunization. The benefits were particularly strong in women. Other research has found similar protective benefits from older formulations of the shingles vaccine, which are still used in other countries. Experts speculate that viruses attacking the nervous system contribute to dementia, which may explain why getting immunized against something like shingles could be so powerful. Clearly, more research is needed. The downside? The immunization process isn't fun. You get 2 shots spaced out over a period of several months, and many people report flu-like, achy symptoms afterwards. There are a few enlightening Reddit threads where people talk about managing post-shot symptoms. But after that, you're set. No need for an annual booster like you'd get with the flu or COVID vaccines. And 1 set of shots, albeit annoying, is infinitely better and safer than getting shingles itself. Obviously, there are some exceptions here. Don't get the vaccine if you're allergic to its ingredients, currently have shingles, or are pregnant. But you can and should get it if you had the older shingles vaccine, Zostafax, as it's more effective and lasts up to 7 years. TLDR, make your appointment to get a shingles vax if you haven't gotten it already. And while you're at it, get your other vaccines too. Your future healthy self will thank you. Our last article, read the first pages of Bruce Holsinger's Culpability and prepare to be hooked. I was riveted until the very last shocking sentence, says Oprah of her 116th book club selection. The excerpt is by Bruce Holsinger. This was first published July 8, 2025. I met Lorelei Shaw when she was writing her thesis on what would now be called the ethics of artificial intelligence. She was enrolled at the University of Chicago, pursuing a dual doctorate in engineering and philosophy, she told me on our first date, working in the new field of computational morality. With a self-conscious laugh, I asked her what that meant. She lined up our coasters, glasses, toothpicks, and cocktail napkins along the bar and started to explain. She was interested, she said, in how we learn to be good. She wanted to know whether we can train machines to be good in the same ways we train ourselves. I watched her lips move as she spoke, mesmerized by the spray of freckles across her delicate features, by the frizzy mess of hair, by the small cleft in her chin. Draining her martini, Lorelei told me the title of her dissertation, Computational Reason and Ethical Realism, Are Humans Moral Machines? Then squirmed on her stool, blinking like an owl, daring me to leave. I ordered another round. The May of our wedding, I finished my second year of law school at DePaul and started a summer associateship at a mid-sized regional firm outside Washington. The following winter, I accepted a return offer just as Lorelei landed a tenure-track position at Johns Hopkins in nearby Baltimore. We bought a condo in Maryland, close to the train line, so we would both have an easy commute. A few kids later, we upgraded to a house in Bethesda. To our friends and families, it sounded like the beginning of a joke. A lawyer and a philosopher walk into a bar. Our differences, though, kept things interesting, alive. There was an element of fascination and husbandly pride in watching Lorelai whoosh off to high-flying symposiums in Brisbane or Dubai, get tapped for lucrative consulting gigs by think tanks and corporations, while I toiled away in a suburban office park, mired in spreadsheets and Keurig cups. But I liked the work, the churn of clients and cases, and where I came from, a steady paycheck as high as mine made me a shining success story. My people had no idea DePaul wasn't even the best law school in Chicago. Not second best, either. I didn't care. I had Lorelai, we had our family, we had unbelievable luck. The year of our 15th anniversary, Lorelai won a MacArthur Fellowship, the so-called Genius Award. The citation mentioned her groundbreaking work on the morality of AI, her role in shaping an emergent field of vital importance to the future of humanity. At the celebratory reception, I huddled in a corner with Charlie, 9 at the time, while the Hopkins president joked about the salary package it would take to keep his mother from jumping ship to Stanford or MIT. But she stayed. Lorelai has always been loyal that way, to her employers, her passions, her 3 siblings. The youngest of these is Julia, who at the time of our marriage was clerking at the U.S. Supreme Court for Justice Breyer. The Shaws are that kind of family. After the ceremony, Julia, tipsy, pulled me aside to tell me how much she admired me. I was skeptical and asked her why. "There aren't many men," Julia said, "who would be comfortable marrying their clear intellectual superior." "Well, there aren't many smart women," I countered, "who would be comfortable marrying a guy as dumb as a brick." "That's where you're wrong." When I asked her this once, Lorelai responded with an impromptu comparison tossed off with the ease of a seasoned chef flipping pancakes. "A family is like an algorithm," my wife declared as she folded dish towels in her compulsive way, making a neat stack with the 4 corners perfectly aligned. She offered no further explanation. "Okay," I thought, and filed away the analogy in my running catalog of her quirky observations. Though for Lorelai, I've come to see, the simile was a kind of creed. It gave her something to believe in, something to cling to in the face of disorder, calamity, sudden death. Like an algorithm, a family is endlessly complex, yet adaptable and resilient, parents and children working together as parts of an intricate, coordinated whole. Sure, there might be some bugs in the system, a glitch or two, but if you simply tweaked the constants from time to time, life would continue to unfold in its intricate yet predictable patterns, an endless cycle of inputs and outputs, subject to your knowledge and control. Thus, a family is like an algorithm. Repeat it to yourself often enough and you'll even start to believe it. A family is like an algorithm. 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 Until it isn't. We have run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Magazine. I hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I'm Allie Irving, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Oprah Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.